on this station. This segment is going to be brought to you by Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, helping you get back to living through orthopedic care. Three locations, 6001 West Town Parkway, West Des Moines, 1301 Penn Avenue, Suite 213, Des Moines, 350 Northeast 36th Street in Ankeny, Iowa, is up next door to them today. Services include foot, ankle, hand therapy, hip, knee, shoulder, spine, sports med, sports rehab, trauma, and urgent injury. Those urgent injury clinics are open at both the Ankeny and West Des Moines locations. No appointment needed. You can check online for wait times at DMOS.com. New to DMOS as well, engineered performance by DMOS, Joey Glenn. World-class sports rehab and performance training center in central Iowa, 1711 Southwest Plaza Parkway in Ankeny, Iowa. Drove by that today, too. Should probably went in and said, help, and see what they say. They probably would have booted me right back out the door, but I got to go up there at some point in time. So many things to talk about today. Just so many interesting things. I was on a little bit of football kick here for the NFL. excuse me. You know, you're looking at, you know, I wanted to look at the NFC first, right? Because it's really interesting. I'm trying to think to myself, the Washington Commanders last year went 8-8-1. They had Carson Wentz as their quarterback. Not a lot of identity in Daniel Snyder as your owner. And you take a look at that and you're like, okay, you know, what in the world can you expect when you're looking at someone like the Washington Redskins? And then Eric Bieniemy goes. I think that's an interesting avenue for the Washington Commanders. They were 8-8-1. So in the NFC East, all three teams were all above 500 or at 500. And you think about that and you go, you know what? I think that's a very interesting team. I still think the New York Giants have room to grow. I think they're going to be better. I think they have a lot going their way. And then I think the Dallas Cowboys, if they're not better, they're going to work the same. And I think the Philadelphia Eagles, the issue that we have with the Philadelphia Eagles is, how many people do they lose and how many people can they get? How many people can Howard Roseman get into their situation, get into their football squad, and how good can they be? Because they're going to lose some people. That's how it works. But that, I mean, that's a tough division. Then I look, and the number one, so every single NFL football player through the Players Association took a answer test about conditions and thoughts and grades for the NFL and the organizations. Number one organization in the NFL could be weight room, training staff, coaching staff, food, amenities, all of those. The Minnesota Vikings. And the Minnesota Vikings were 13-4 last year, and everybody says they were a lucky 13-4. I don't think there's anything remotely close to saying this is just a lucky team and Kirk Cousins isn't any good. And it was a first year head coach. They brought Brian Flores in to help the defense. I think the reason that Kirk Cousins had so many wins, one score wins, was because their defense wasn't very good. I think the Dallas Cowboys are an interesting team. You now have a head coach in Mike McCarthy who's going to call plays. I think you heard why he's going to call plays by a couple of statements he's made on the radio in the past couple of days. Is when their former play caller, who is now with Kellen Moore, who's now with the Los Angeles Chargers, he liked to throw the football. And Mike McCarthy wants to run the football. If I run the football and I pass off of that with play action, we're going to be a better football team. I'm wondering how good the New York Giants can be, and I'm wondering how good the Washington Commanders can be. I'm wondering how good the Detroit Lions can be. I'm wondering if Aaron Rodgers is going to be the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers, and the Chicago Bears are a mess, and they have, I think it's a 3-year plan. I don't see them. I want to go, Ryan Pace is going to get them some good players. They're going to draft well, and maybe they can make a huge improvement. I don't know if a huge improvement would be getting to 8-9, 9-8. It may not be. I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are going to fall off the face of the earth. I don't believe in their coaching staff. I don't believe in their ownership as much as I used to. And I believe that they've done what they did in the last few years because they had Tom Brady. And he made everybody better. And now they don't. I think the Carolina Panthers are going to be better. I think their ownership group is going to buy in. I think Matt Rhule is going to make a huge difference. I don't know what to think of the New Orleans Saints and Alvin Kamara not getting any better news in the judicial system. I don't know. I deep down inside don't think Derek Carr is going to go to the New Orleans Saints. And I think the Atlanta Falcons have the biggest opportunity to make a big step. I think they're better than what their 7-10 record showed. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And then I'm looking at the San Francisco 49ers, who at the current time have two quarterbacks that are both injured and one they want to get rid of. So, you know, it's going to be a topsy-turvy time for them, but they are good enough and they happen to be in a division. I do not think the Seattle Seahawks can do, I don't think they're going to be 9-8. I think they're going to be worse than that. I don't think the Los Angeles Rams are going to get much better than 5-12. And I don't know if the Arizona Cardinals are going to be much better than 4-13. So that is San Francisco's to win. And I think that it's a pretty weak NFC. I mean, the Philadelphia Eagles scare you. I think the Minnesota Vikings are better than what most people think. And I think the San Francisco 49ers are better. And I don't know if I want to play the, I don't know if I want to play the Detroit Lions. I think the Detroit Lions started the year off at like 2-7. And I think they're going to be, I think they ended up 9-8, kept Green Bay out of the playoffs. I think that's a team to look for. And I think the Carolina Panthers are a team to look for. They need a quarterback, though. That's not easy. I don't know what you do. If Derek Carr goes to Carolina or Derek Carr goes to the New York Jets, I think they're both, either one of those two are playoff teams. The issue that you have, if you're anybody and you're in the, if you're in the AFC and you don't have a quarterback, man, are you in trouble. And even if you do have a quarterback, how good a quarterback is it? And the AFC, I think, is topsy-turvy because you don't know what's going to happen with Lamar Jackson. You don't know where Derek Carr is going to go. And all of that matters. You don't know how good the Buffalo Bills are going to be. They just lost their defense. Leslie Frazier, their defensive coordinator, is taking a year off. Can't take it. I think the season was too much for a lot of those guys. I think a lot of those guys were worn out with everything that happened. You know, the tragedy, I don't know. The snow. I mean, everything that could go wrong for the Buffalo Bills went wrong. I think the Buffalo Bills have to know today that Josh Allen is not Patrick Mahomes. I don't even know if Josh Allen is Joe Burrow. Those two quarterbacks can will their teams to wins. I don't know if Josh Allen is there yet. I thought he was, but not after last year. I don't know what to expect from the Patriots. And if the New York Jets get Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr, or Lamar Jackson, they can win that division, the AFC East. The AFC North, Cincinnati is not going anywhere. I think the Baltimore Ravens are going to fall off the face of the earth because I think they're going to screw it up. And that's my team, and I don't have confidence in the coaching staff. I don't have confidence in the administrative staff. And even if they get Lamar Jackson back, I don't have trust in that they'll find him people to help make him the football player that he is capable of being. The Pittsburgh Steelers never count out Mike Tomlin from being 9-8, but I don't think they're going to be any better than that. Sorry, Jamie. And I still think the Cleveland Browns, I don't know what to think of Deshaun Watson. I don't know if it was just coming in the middle of the season, not being with them. You know, their first five games of the year is gonna show you how good Deshaun Watson can be. Is he still one of the best 10 football quarterbacks in the NFL? He should be. He was, but that doesn't mean he will be. I have no idea in the world what to think of Jacksonville, Tennessee, Indianapolis, and Houston. I am not a fan of Tennessee. I'm not a fan of how they run their offense. I'm a huge fan of Mike Vrabel, but I don't think it's a winning formula. And it was really funny. I have this quote, and it was their offensive coordinator. And I read this, and I went cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I'm like, what in the world is this guy thinking? And I'm trying to find it here really quick. I apologize. If not, I will grab it when we come back. But here's the long and short of what he said. He said, or here he is right here. His name is Ran Carthen, is the GM for the Titans. It's cute and sexy to play Golden State Warrior football in September and October when the weather's good, but the teams that play in January play tough defense and run the football. And when you look at the stats for the Tennessee Titans, the last six Super Bowl winners were won by five teams: Kansas City, the Rams, Tampa Bay, New England, and Philadelphia. Their passer rating, their pass rate for those teams, the lowest was number 11 for New England in 2018. Kansas City was number one. LA Rams were number five. Tampa Bay was number five. Kansas City was number one. And Philadelphia in 2017 was number five. The Titans' run rate over that same time, so running the football, they're running the football in 2022. They were the 28th, 32nd, 32nd, 31st, 31st, 23rd. That's somebody that is your GM that has no idea in the world what the NFL is about anymore. And that's the trouble with the Tennessee Titans. I do believe that the Indianapolis Colts will come back. They'll come back stronger. What's stronger mean? I think 9-8, 8-9. And then you get to the Kansas City Chiefs, the Los Angeles Chargers, the Las Vegas Raiders, and the Denver Broncos. I love the talent of the Chargers, but I don't like their coach. I don't know how good Kellen Moore is. I do know how good Patrick Mahomes is. I do know how good Andy Reid is. And even though I love Eric Bieniemy and I think that he was not fully appreciated at all with the Kansas City hierarchy, fans, the NFL, but it's the best run organization in football. Brett Veach is the best general manager in football. 17 rookies in the last 2 years have made the team and started. And when you have a quarterback that you're paying $50 million, you have to hit on stuff like that. And they hit on it all the time. All different rounds. All different types of players, offensively and defensively. And they have some money to spend this year. I think they're going to spend it on a couple of offensive linemen. I think they're going to get another defensive lineman to rotate in. And I still think they're going to try to, if they lose a wide receiver, they're going to sign a wide receiver. Tavarius Toney, they grabbed him from the New York Giants for, should be a crime in the NFL. And they still have Travis Kelce. And to be really truthful with you, they have two other tight ends that if something happened to Travis Kelce, would they be Travis Kelce? No, but they would still be open because the system is so open. And they have three running backs that all three do totally different things and bring totally different ways that you have to defend them. And they can move them in and out. They can put two of them in there at the same time. It's going to be fun to watch. And they'll boost their defense up. I don't see Kansas City going away for the next 4 or 5 years. as long as you keep number 15 healthy and weapons. And they're going to do that because that's what they do. So, I mean, you go into the NFL season in 32 teams and you have 14 teams that have a shot and 18 teams that don't. And that is still the breadwinner of the sports world, the television world, the social media world. It's the cream of the crop of everything. That's it. It's the NFL. I want to talk about golf. I have to talk about NFL. I want to talk about the NBA, which I'm going to do here. But you need to talk about the NFL. You know, baseball is getting ready. They made some rule changes. They did all that. That's awesome. People want to hear about the NFL. Now, the one thing that's going to be a savior for all this is NCAA tournament time. We're going to have teams in. We're going to enjoy watching. It's wall-to-wall basketball, and that's what everybody enjoys, and that's what everybody wants to see. That's what everybody wants to hear, and that's why it's fun being able to do a radio show at this time of year because there are so many things to talk about. With that being said, we still have a ton of stuff to talk about. We have some NCAA news out there of giving warnings to people about name, image, and likeness. I think that's interesting. Iowa State getting ready to start their new building on to Cyclone City. I think that's interesting. The Iowa Hawkeye men and women, that's interesting. A lot to talk about. You're listening to Steen on Sports. You're listening to us live on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. Be right back.
Here's a from the capital city. It's Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody, once again. Happy Thursday. Be safe out there. Get home safe. Little rush hour, little traffic stalls out there. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. We have Michigan, Illinois tonight. It's a big game. Seeding. Everything's about seeding now. Friday, Northern Iowa versus Bradley. 11:30 pregame. Drake will have a game tomorrow as well. That is because you and I defeated Illinois State last night. So they get the number one Bradley team. But a tough matchup. So we'll see how that goes. Next week, the Big Ten Championship will be going on. We'll have that, a lot of that, on the radio as well. This segment today will be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance. Provides quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial services throughout central Iowa and the Midwest. Provide the best solutions for building maintenance and commercial janitorial services. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense and proper health care. Be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, providing peace of mind and protecting our future by being certified partners of science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial services to their clients. Go to heritagebldg.com to check out more about cleaning and the future of janitorial services. Thank you very much, Heritage Building Maintenance. The Iowa women, they are playing up in the Target Center in Minneapolis. They are to be determined from a game tonight on who they will play, and that game will be at 5:30 on Big Ten Network. There's a ton of really good games out there. Ohio State, Michigan's going to be a big game on Friday. You get to be determined for – no, I take that back. Indiana. Indiana is – the number one team in the Big Ten. They get Michigan State. That'll be a 11:30 a.m. game. And if you want to watch a fun game too, it's going to be, well, it's on the SEC network. I don't know how much we get the SEC, but number one South Carolina plays Arkansas. Arkansas gave them a big game the other day just to see how good they do. Iowa State, the Big 12 is finishing up their regular season this weekend, and the Iowa State women will play next weekend or starting next week to go through their Big 12 tournament as well. The Big 10 went early. So a lot of good things happening. You have, I do believe I'm going to be able. So the championship game for 5A for Iowa Girls Association is going to be Johnston and Pleasant Valley. They play at 6 p.m. And let me get back up here to the top, and maybe I can click through and go to, yep, here we go, state basketball. So we'll go to 4A. Let me check 4A here for everybody. They will play on the 4th, that Saturday at 2:30 for a championship. These guys are, so Dallas Center Grimes and Ballard are playing right now. Dallas Center Grimes is up 12-3. North Polk and Bishop Heelan play at 6:45, and then they will play on Saturday at 2:30 p.m. for a state championship. Let me click back one, and I will hit, let's see here. If I hit that, that's probably where I just was. And I do believe, so let me click back 3A. 3A. Championship is on Friday night in 3A. It'll be Benton Community against Sioux Center. That'll be a good game. And then if we look at 1A as well. And 1A is Bishop Garrigan will be playing Remsen St. Mary tomorrow at 1:30. Newell Fonda plays North Lynn at 3:15. And their winner plays at 7 p.m. For a state championship on Saturday. So a lot of good basketball. Boys basketball is coming up right after. That'll be a ton of fun. And it's like we've been saying, it's the best time of year, right? It's everything that we are expecting. And it's wall-to-wall basketball. If you don't like that, I don't know what to tell you, because that is where it is all at. This was really, so we talked, Scott and I talked a little bit yesterday about the NFL Players Association survey. Rats are one of the issues in the NFL. I wanted to say it was the Jacksonville Jaguars. In their facilities got an F because there's rats everywhere. That is, not a good sign for anyone. Let me get back to, here we go. I guess for me, not that I'm a huge MMA guy, but I enjoy MMA, and you know, if you go back 3 years, everybody always wants to say that Conor McGregor was the pound for pound MMA guy, right? To me, it's always been John Jones, Bone Jones. His problem with Dana and everybody is he just couldn't keep his nose clean. It's been 3 years. He's officially returns on Saturday. And a lot, I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of money is going to be bet on that particular fight, because there are a lot of John Jones fans out there. And there are a lot of people that will bet against him because they don't like him as well. Troy Aikman today, there's been some rumblings that Troy Aikman was thinking about dropping out of broadcasting to take over either a assistant general manager job leading to a general manager job, or just taking a general manager job. And I was thinking about that, and I'm like, okay, being a general manager, I mean, that's probably a pretty cool gig, right? But that's a lot of travel. You have to go watch football games. You have to go watch players. You have to, you know, there's a lot to that. I've called a lot of football games, actually. a lot of high school football games. And I know it is way different than calling a college game at a high level and an NFL game at a high level. But those are pretty cushy jobs. I have no idea in the world why someone making as much money as him, and he probably makes $20 million a year, broadcasting. I have no idea why you'd want to jump into the football world. But, you know, you never know, and things change all the time. So the interesting thing, they had the Kia NBA Players of the Month for February. And I wanted to talk about this because there are two players who've been much maligned. Jalen Brunson was the Eastern Conference Player of the Year. He's the point guard for the New York Knicks. And I think he was with the Mavericks, and he could have been with somebody else in between. First year with the New York Knicks, and the New York Knicks are making a playoff push. He's averaged, for this month, he averaged 27 points, six assists, and shot 52% from the field. And had an 8-2 record. And if you're the point guard for the New York Knicks and you're winning and you get to the playoffs, if you can keep your head to you, your life's made. I mean, that town, that city is looking for that dude. And I think he's more of that dude than Julius Randle. I think Julius Randle's a really good basketball player. I've watched two or three New York Knicks games, and Jalen Brunson is fun to watch. He's very enjoyable to watch. It's just it's not Steph Curry flashy. It's not Ja Morant flashy. It's just steady, and I like that. And here's the one that I really wanted to talk about, and this is Nikola Jokic, because he's won two MVPs in a row, and he's on the best team in the West. I do believe that. To still be true, I'm looking as we speak. I just looked. The Denver Nuggets have a 5-game lead in the Western Conference. And all the pundits, because they don't like the fact that he's 1-2 and they haven't made it to the NBA Finals. Now, you know, it's not his fault that he's been in games and they've had injuries, and that might be the thing. This is his month. He averaged 22.6 points, 14.2 rebounds, and 10.2 assists. Yes, folks, that's a triple-double for a whole month. He's extremely close to a triple-double for the entire year. If you give me one second, I'm going to tell you that right now he actually is averaging a triple-double. He is averaging 24.6 points, 11.7 rebounds, and 10 assists a game on a Denver Nuggets team that is leading the West and is, I'm just seeing if the Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics are, one is 45-17 and one is 45-18. Milwaukee has the edge there, and the Denver Nuggets are 44-19. But there are people that are saying he's stat padding. I don't know how you stat pad averaging a triple-double. I don't know what that means. And he's scoring 22.6 points a game, and he's shooting 64.2% from the field. Those are crazy numbers. Crazy numbers. I don't know how you don't take that seriously. Jalen Carter, once again, is back at the combine today. He's finishing interviews, and he's going to get his measurements, and he's going to try to do other activities. He was booked on reckless driving and racing charges. He paid a $4,000 bond, was released at 11:49 last night. both of them are misdemeanors. There's no jail time. What do you do if you're an NFL team with an individual like that? I do believe, unless someone can text or tweet at me real quick, I don't think that he's been in trouble at any other time. I watched him play in those games. He is an athlete. A big, scary tackling machine. I don't know how you get through that. So once again, and I'll give Justin Cerency credit because he's the one that popped up here. Victory for you and I could give us credit too, but I thought I'd mention Justin. I like Justin Cerency. Victory for you and I today. Bowen Bourne had his 14th 20-point game of the season. That's the third most in the conference behind Ben Cricke for Valpo and Tucker DeVries. The Panthers will play the top seed. Bradley, we talked about that. Friday at pregame will be here at 11:30, and that game is at noon. Lamar Jackson and Daniel Jones have both reached the end of their respective rookie contracts. So what's up for next of them? That is going to be the funnest thing because in Daniel Jones, I think Daniel Jones' first 3 or 4 years of his contract was a utter disaster, not because of Daniel Jones. I think it was an utter disaster because of the general manager and your football coach and your football team. You put in a competent general manager and a competent NFL coach, and they made the playoffs. I think that's a big step for him. But the problem is you have him and you have Saquon Barkley, and how big a step can you take? Because you only have a certain amount of money that you can put between the two. And if you listen to conventional wisdom, you don't put it in the running back because that's too much money for a running back. And you listen to a lot of the other conventional wisdom, you cannot pay Daniel Jones what Daniel Jones is asking for because he's not that good a quarterback, even though the team was really bad and ownership was bad and coaching was bad. But the quarterback's supposed to be able to overcome all that. And with a lack of talent on the roster. Lamar Jackson has talent, has been an MVP, is the unicorn of the league because there's nobody that can do what he can do. And yet, they are struggling to figure out what they are going to do with him, and I don't know what that means out there. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ and 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. I got Potpourri coming up at the last segment of today. Coming up right after this break.
org/love.
Connect with Steen on sports at 1700thechamp.com. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Last segment on this Thursday. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, real sports talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, and the website is 1700thechamp.com. Tonight we get Michigan, Illinois. It's going to tip and be on right after this show gets done. Tomorrow morning at 11:30 pregame, a 12 o'clock tip is Northern Iowa Bradley. Northern Iowa won their game today. Their prize is they get the number one Bradley Bears. So good luck to them to see if they can continue on. Next week begins conference championship week, Big Ten. Southern Conference Championship, going to be all kinds of stuff. So wall-to-wall sports. Once again, next week I am here. So I'm here tomorrow. I'm here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then off until the following Tuesday for spring break. So you'll be getting a lot of NCAA basketball and tournament stuff, so you'll be covered. If not, you'll get some CBS radio things as well until I get back on Tuesday. Can't wait to get back because then we'll be right in the mix of it and getting ready to enjoy all that. I'm excited about that. This segment is going to be brought to you by Palmer Group, an employee-owned company providing employment services since 1998. Finding a job has always been challenging, but in 2023, it's now even more daunting. Palmer Group was founded to change the dynamic and focus on both the clients and the candidates to make lives better. The company's motto of getting candidates, companies on the same page to make things happen has never been more important or challenging. Currently, over 500 jobs are open on their website at thepalmergroup.com. Jobs in accounting and finance, admin and customer service, manufacturing, information technology, and mortgage and banking keep both the staff and candidates very busy. Check out the website and find out what Palmer Group can do for you. It's a great company, folks. Use them. There's especially if you're graduating seniors from college. Go check it out. Go online. Go look. Go to thepalmergroup.com. See what's out there. See all the things they do. If you know what, you need to be prepared. And that could be your resume. That could be how to answer common questions, what they're looking for. Help, it's helping you help you. So there you go. I want to thank Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers and Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group for being a part of this show. We talked about the team report cards on the top NFL teams. They did 10. This is the top 10. It was based on a survey of 1,300 players, covered a lot of different things. So here are the teams that scored the highest rankings. The Minnesota Vikings, number one. The Miami Dolphins, number two. The Las Vegas Raiders, number three. The Houston Texans, number four. The Dallas Cowboys, number five. The Green Bay Packers, number six. Number seven is San Francisco 49ers, number eight were the New York Giants. Number nine were the Buffalo Bills. And number 10 was the New Orleans Saints. Some of those are surprising. I think Green Bay's a little surprising. It's not, I mean, they coming in at number six means they're doing an awful lot with what they have. San Francisco's in a newer stadium. I think that matters. It's interesting that New Orleans is on there because sometimes you don't hear that. The Minnesota Vikings being number one, I think, surprised a lot of people. It's a well-run organization. It has a beautiful facility. Minneapolis is a blast. The Miami Dolphins was a little surprising with all the issues that they've had over the past three or four years prior to these last two. So that's a good step up for them. The Raiders, I think that is Vegas. I think that's their facility. Probably more than ownership, but maybe Mark Davis does a better job of treating his players than we know. The Houston Texans were number four. That, I think that's surprising. A team that hasn't really won a lot, but still are taking care of their players. And I think if you've ever been down and been in Arlington and seen Dallas Cowboys facilities, your jaw would drop. And they have ownership that does things. And I think that is extremely important. And it's something that you need to take, you know, you need a lot of free agents take that into consideration. The Arizona Cardinals were ranked 31st. It was bad. It was really bad. And, you know, they love to blame Kyler Murray, but they gave their locker room an F, their treatment of families an F, food service they gave an F-2. That is crazy. Weight room F-, strength staff got an A, training room got an F-, training staff got a B+, and travel got a B+. That's a lot of F-. Who knew? There's no F+s and F-. An F is an F. And that is really, really bad news for the Arizona Cardinals. You sometimes expect that from teams that are ran like that. And you think if Coach Gannon knew that leaving the Philadelphia Eagles, who were much higher on that list, what he's thinking. Wow. I mean, I don't even know what to say to something like that. It is incredible that, I mean, that's five F's. I don't understand that. Some of the exciting things, because we were talking a little bit about the NBA before we left too. The Milwaukee Bucks and the Boston Celtics are 4.5 games up on everybody in the Eastern Conference. Surprises. Philadelphia not being up there with them. A little bit of injuries, a little bit of bad play. They're actually, you know, they're okay. They're 24-10 at home. There's a lot of teams that are better than that. But they're 16-11 on the road. The Cleveland Cavaliers are a lot higher than I think people thought. The New York Knicks are a lot higher. The Brooklyn Nets are actually playing really good basketball. And then they went on this last road trip and lost four games in a row. But that's without Kyrie Irving and without Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant got his first start last night. I think that's big news for the Phoenix Suns. If there's one NBA player out there that you could take and put on any team and it would be seamless, it would be Kevin Durant, because he's just that type of player. He's a unicorn. He's 7 foot and is a great shooter, has an unblockable shot because, yes, he's 7 foot. The Miami Heat are next, the Atlanta Hawks, the Toronto Raptors, and the Washington Wizards. Those are the teams that are in the playoffs, if the season ended today. The Chicago Bulls are a game out of the playoffs. The Indiana Pacers are 2 games out of the playoffs. I think the Indiana Pacers, if they stay healthy, Tyrese Halliburton has to stay healthy, I think they can make a run. I think that might be the only team that can make a run, because I don't have as much trust in the Chicago Bulls. In the Western Conference, you have the Nuggets, the Grizzlies, the Kings. What a great turnaround by the Sacramento Kings. Very talented group. They're 7-3 of their last 10. They're fun to watch. They are 3 games ahead of the Suns. The Suns had a pretty good lull there. The Phoenix Suns are 21-10 at home and 13-19 on the road. This one's even worse. The Golden State Warriors are 25-7 at home and 7-23 on the road. And I would assume we'll be getting Steph Curry back. If he doesn't come back and play this weekend, I think he'll play next week. The Clippers round that out. The Mavericks, the Timberwolves, the Jazz, and the Pelicans are in play-in games. And the Lakers are a game out. The Trailblazers are a game and a half out. And the Oklahoma City Thunder are 2.5 games out. The Thunder last night not having he did not play last night. And that is Shai Gilgeous-Alexander did not play last night. So that's 31 points they didn't have last night in that game with the Lakers. But the Lakers didn't have Anthony Davis, D'Angelo Russell, or Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and D'Angelo Russell. Crazy that that's where we're at with the LA Lakers again. Their luck not being as good. Thank you for listening today. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM and 101.3 FM. I'll be back in here tomorrow. A lot to talk about, more basketball to talk about, high school, college basketball, getting ready to ramp up, and we got it all right here. See you tomorrow.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3.